Blog Talk Radio.
Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator, and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together faithfully to engage on Life's Highway, where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted here on Motivational Mondays presented by Inspired Media for You, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you faithfully each and every week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I working? You're asking some great questions on a Motivational Monday. You're working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. Each episode of Motivational Mondays presented by Inspired Media for You with Coach Adams is rich and empowering. If you have missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Each installment of Motivational Mondays is truly insightful. Allow me to establish the framework of today's broadcast. Coach Adams will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming around today's subject, and then we will open our programming up for your audience participation, which we absolutely love, at which time we'll welcome your questions and your comments. This, of course, lends to an interactive environment, which we so appreciate and love to engage with you. So we encourage you, our global listening audience to chime right on in at the appropriate time. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, it's time to shape up and win. We're continuing in our Shape Up series, and we're pulling pages out of the 15 invaluable laws, and we're actually closing out this series on today with the law of the rubber band. The law of the rubber band. What does that mean, Coach Adams? It simply means it's time to stretch. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick moment to send someone a quick email, a quick fax. Better yet, get those social juices flowing right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a quick tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Ooh, bottom line, you get the point. Do whatever you need to do quickly to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our heartfelt, gracious thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. If you don't already have your notepads and your pens ready, you need to grab them. Grab those tablets, those iPads, get on that desktop or that laptop, grab that smartphone, open your notes so that you can capture the richness of the nuggets that will be shared today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. As I stated at the top of the hour, we are pulling our final pages out of the 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth by John C. Maxwell and your very own coach, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, is a certified John Maxwell team member, certified John Maxwell coach, trainer, teacher, and speaker. And so we are looking at this rich information around the 15 invaluable laws of growth, and wow, it has truly been rich. I know you hear me saying that often, that term rich, but it's true. It really has been insightful, given us great things to process around, thoughts to consider, so that we can grow and move to the next level. And that's what this journey is all about every Monday when we come together. That you would be empowered and equipped to move to the next level. When you get those rich nuggets that you can say, wow, I got something, I can now move to the next level in my vision. I'm able to work my vision. I can achieve my goals because I have some clear steps that I can take in the process so that ultimately I can live out my dream. I want you to imagine right where you are. You have a rubber band in your hand, and you're pulling that rubber band. The law of the rubber band, growth stops when you lose the tension between where you are and where you could actually be. Think about that. Growth stops when you lose the tension between where you are and where you could be. When we're talking about tension, we're talking about that state of stretching tightly or being stretched tight. And so that rubber band is our illustration of this stretch that is a tight stretch. Mediocrity is not a worthy goal. And many of us every day, we don't consciously say it, but we're striving to be mediocre. We're striving to be average. We're striving to do just enough to get by. Break that cycle today. Make the commitment to yourself today that mediocrity is not a worthy goal. Where you are is important, but what is equally important is where you could be. And I want you to expand your thought processes on where you can be on your journey, because it's time to stretch. And we're going to talk about what does this stretch look like. A series of stretches that I want you to consider. God's gift to us is our potential. We, all of us, each and every one of us, we have this untapped potential on the inside. And the struggle is, how do I get what's on the inside outside of me? How do I convert and move to another level. And it's not just my potential, but now I'm living it out. God's gift to us is our potential. Our gift to God is developing our potential, developing what has been placed on the inside of us. You see, I am a firm believer that before you were even in your mother's womb, you were called to a purpose. There's an assignment on your life. You may not be walking in that today, but you were created for a specific purpose. You were created for a specific reason. There's something that you were designed to add value to this earth. If you are where you are and you're simply taking from the environment, taking from every area of your lives, you are not contributing. And we spoke about the significance of being a contributor on last week. So if you missed that episode, wow, it was rich. And you definitely want to reconnect with the archives on demand at your convenience at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four, and the letter U. You know, the greatest lesson I have personally learned from my mentors, and those of you that are regular listeners, you know that I serve as the Global Master Trainer for Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth Ministry, Boston Movement, and Vertical League. And one of the greatest lessons that I have learned is that when you're on a journey of faith, faith requires that you grow comfortable in being uncomfortable. Faith requires that you grow comfortable in being uncomfortable. And therefore, this understanding that I must grow comfortable in being uncomfortable simply states that I must be okay with this constant stretch. And many of us find the stretch uncomfortable, and so we want to stay in our comfort zone. We don't want to be pulled to another level. It's like, oh, no, don't try to stretch me. No, I want to stay right here. This I know. It's good. It's comfy. It's cushy. I'm going to stay right up in here. And so we're not fulfilling our potential. We're not developing what's on the inside of us. We're not moving to another level. And today, again, and I want this to ring in your head, as we are now in October, we are in the final quarter of this year, 2018. And as we are in this final quarter and we're preparing to close out this year, are you pleased with the results that you have received? If you're not, guess what? It's not too late. You have the opportunity. Today is a fresh, clean slate. But you need to make a decision. Will I allow myself to be stretched? Do I really want to achieve my goals? Do I really want to work my vision? Do I really want to live out my dreams? If you're saying yes, 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 Coach Adams, I want you to know that you are going to have to embrace the stretch. If you are in the same place for too long, it is time to stretch. Whenever I'm feeling like I'm getting comfortable, I'm like, okay, what can I do to challenge myself? What can I do to move to another level? So you have to constantly allow yourself, if you're getting into that place where it's getting comfortable for you, know that it's time to move to another level. So where do you need to stretch right now? In this very moment, right where you are, personally or professionally, where do you need to stretch? You know, there's a principle by Franklin Covey that states, and it's based on the seven laws of highly effective people, that iron sharpens iron. If you're not being sharpened in your life, you need to step back and look at Who are the people that I have in my circle? I need to upgrade my circle. I'm not saying throw people away and kick them to the curb and diss them and all of that, but I'm saying if you are the guru of your group, and I used to hear an associate of mine say that all the time, if you're the guru of your group, you need a new group. But I get it to a different level now because what's happening is you're not allowing yourself to be stretched. You're in your comfort zone, and we have to be challenged. You know, John Maxwell tells this cute story that I really love, and he paints this picture around these lobsters in an aquarium. And he paints the picture that the lobsters are all good with each other as long as everybody stays at the bottom of the aquarium. You know, nobody's really doing anything, just kind of they're kind of moving over each other and fighting for the space on the bottom of the aquarium. But suddenly, one of the little lobsters decides that he's going to try to crawl up and get out because he's trying to get more space. He's stretching himself to another level. And that little lobster, as he goes through this journey of trying to crawl up the side of the aquarium and get out where it's crowded and allow himself to be stretched or herself to be stretched out of her comfort zone, something interesting happens. The other lobsters are now trying to pull that little lobster back down. And for many of us, because you're trying to stretch out of your comfort zone, others would tell you, oh, you can't do that. Indirectly, what are they doing? They're pulling you down. You're trying to go up and out, and they're pulling you down. So you really have to reexamine and determine. The people that I have in my circle, are they encouraging me to stretch? Or does it make them feel uncomfortable, and so they want me to stay right at the bottom of the aquarium with them? See, everybody's good with that. But when you start to move to another level, others feel uncomfortable with that. But that's okay. If they feel uncomfortable and they don't want to stretch with you, then you need to examine, who do I have in my group? Maybe it's time for me to get with some different people so that this law of iron sharpening iron, I'm allowing myself to be sharpened. I'm allowing myself to be stretched so that I can continuously grow to another level. In previous installments, we talked about the significance of moving from good to great. But that good is mediocrity, and many of us stay in that zone of just accepting mediocre. Oh, it's okay. I'm going to go ahead. You know, I'm doing all right. And we don't expect more. We don't challenge ourselves for more. We don't fight for more. Now, if you're okay with that, then that's one thing. But I don't believe that any of you that have tuned in to Motivational Mondays today that you're okay with being mediocre. If you were, you wouldn't be tuned in. You're coming because you're wanting to move to another level, and you want some empowerment so that you can feel like, yes, I got this, I can do it. And I want to encourage you today that, yes, you've got this, and yes, you can do it. But what's going to have to happen is you are going to have to embrace a series of stretches. You're going to have to allow yourself to stretch and move to another level. It's time to stretch right where you are. I want you to tell yourself, self, it's time to stretch. And feel the energy around speaking that to yourself. Let it vibrate in your atmosphere that it's time to stretch. It's not okay to stay in my comfort zone. It's not okay to continually move about and be mediocre. I want more. So I have to allow this tension to happen. Remember, we said this law of the rubber band, growth stops when you lose the tension between where you are and where you could be. Imagine if you would. Where you could be. That for me is so exciting. I don't want what is for someone else. All I want is what's for me. I don't want to do what someone else was designed to do. All I want to do is what I was created to do. And so with that said, it's not about this competition with others. It's not about comparing yourself to someone else. It is truly about being the very best person that you were created to be and truly living out your best life. Be that lobster that gets out of that aquarium, that gets out of the comfort zone of mediocrity, that shoots out and says, I'm going for greater. I'm moving to another level. Why? Because you can do it. Where you are to where you could be, mediocrity is not a worthy goal. So stop setting the bar to a place that is mediocre. Set the bar higher than you've been setting it before so that you can achieve greater than what you've achieved before. It's easy to be average. It really is. Most people get excited when they're making and meeting the standard of average. But this is the thing. People don't remember average people. Then you don't make an impact when you're average. People don't remember those that came in second, third, fourth in the race. They remember the winner. They remember at best the top two. And so I want you to know today that you have to challenge yourself to stretch out of your comfort zone, stretch beyond being average. Don't just give enough to get by. That's average. Do more than what's required. We've talked about that in previous installments around different subjects, that it is important to give more than what's required. The benefits of stretching. This is what's so significant, and we don't realize it. Very few people will stretch. You know, my mentors often tell the story because he was a football player in high school and all of that, and that the person that makes the touchdown is the person that stretches just a little bit further. They have a little bit more in them than the next person. The same is true in life. We have to have just a little more, a little extra to get on the other side. It doesn't take much. It really doesn't. It doesn't take much. But will you stretch more than the next person? Because few people are willing to stretch. The average individual, notice I said and used the term very intentional and deliberately, the average individual just wants to survive and stay in their comfort zone. But it is that individual that's saying, no, I will not be average. I am going to be above average, that they will stretch out of their comfort zone, that they will allow themselves to be stretched beyond. And, you know, it's so interesting. I remember when I first started serving with my mentors, Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, as their global master trainer, and I had an assignment. And prior to this time, I did not know how much fight, how much stretch I had in me until I was put into a situation where quitting was not an option. See, many of us, when we are pursuing our vision and our goals and our dreams, we've given ourselves permission to just quit because it's gotten too difficult, it's too hard, it's too challenging, it's too whatever we put the identifier on, it's too whatever. And so we find it easy to quit. But one of the things that I've grown in the wisdom of understanding is that quitting is truly not an option. A winner never quits, and a quitter never wins. I believe it was Napoleon Hill that made that statement of that quote. And so when I first started as the Global Master Trainer and a part of the executive team in 2005 for Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth's ministry, I had an assignment, and all I knew was quitting was not an option. But I did not realize the capacity of my fight and my kick up until that point because I had not been stretched to that capacity. And when I tell you that was such a defining moment for me, and what a great accomplishment and a wonderful milestone to achieve, because I realized that in the past, I would throw in the towel, as many of us do, and I would quit right at that place of breakthrough because it got uncomfortable. But I must tell you, our global listening audience here on Motivational Mondays today, wow, when I made it on the other side of that challenge, understanding that on the other side of every great adversity, there is an equal or greater reward. And when I made it on the other side, it was like, woohoo, I did it. I didn't quit. I accomplished the task. My flesh wanted to quit. It wanted to throw in the towel. But I knew quitting wasn't an option, and I allowed myself to be stretched. Then I saw in that moment, wow, I have a greater capacity in me than I was even aware of. And many of us, we have not allowed ourselves to get to that place of that greater capacity in us. Athletes call it that second wind. But many of us, we quit before we get to the second wind. And that's a great athlete. They've learned how to tap into that second wind. And so in order for you to live out your dreams, in order for your vision to live and for you to achieve your goals, you have to tap into that second wind. But until you get there, you don't know that you even have it in you, and you have to allow yourself to stretch. And few people will stretch. The status quo ultimately lends to destruction. See, the status quo is like, oh, it's hard. Then just throw in the towel, quit, try something else. Be a jack of all trades and a master of nothing. It's okay. It doesn't matter that you've not reached your goals. It doesn't matter that you haven't kept your commitment to yourself. It doesn't matter that your word means nothing. It doesn't matter. It's okay. That's the status quo. The status quo is not stretched beyond your capacity. That's why we have very few Olympiads. That's why we have very few champions, because others will not stretch beyond their capacity. A leader is a small 3%. 87% of people are followers. 87%, that's a large percentage. But I know you tuned in today. You are a red-hot leader, a 3%er, and you will achieve your goals, and I'm excited to hear all about it. Stretching allows you to always start from the inside out, and that's where the power comes from. It's not from the outside in. You have to draw on your inner strength. Like when I had that challenge in 2005 and I had to tap into, quote unquote, that second wind, it wasn't power from the outside in. I had to pull on what was on the inside of me. But I couldn't discover that until I was in a situation that required me to stretch. And so this law of the rubber band and this time to stretch today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, it is moving to another level. Moving to another level beyond our comfort zone, moving to another level beyond what's comfortable for others in our environment, moving to another level of being the guru of your group, allowing yourself to be stretched and challenged to another level. You're exactly where you should be, given all you have done to get there. So all of the struggles and the obstacles and the issues, know that all of that will be working together for you. It has shown you the greater capacity that you have on the inside. The journey that I've been on as a coach, it has not been an easy journey. I have been independent since 2005, have not had a full-time salary since that time, out of the corporate setting full-time since that time. And when I tell you, it has been a journey of, and I liken it to being on a roller coaster, hands in the air, you know, counting one, two, three, whee! It's been this amazing journey. It has not been easy, but the obstacles, the situations, and the challenges I've had to overcome, it has shown me the greater capacity that I have in me. It has allowed me to stretch to a whole different level. And until we're in those places of stretching, we don't realize the capacity that we have on the inside. So the benefit of stretching. Stretching always requires change. And many of us, we do not want to change. We don't want to change. We want to stay in our comfort zone, and we do not want to change. Because right where we are, it's comfortable. And so we don't want to move to another level because this right here, I know this, Coach Adams, you don't get it. It's like, I'm so good right here. And so, like, really, I'm not going to move to another level because this is good. You don't get it. You're talking about stretching. Oh, my God, I can't do that. And that's where many of us are. It's never too late to be what you desire to be. Imagine, if you will, and dream. Take a moment to dream. Whatever your dreams are, they're not too great. Think of anyone that you have respect for who has achieved greatness. Each and every one of those individuals had to be stretched out of their comfort zone. I remember hearing a story by Oprah Winfrey many years ago when she had her talk show on ABC. And she said that her grandmother, I believe it was hanging clothes on a clothesline and told her, Oprah Gail, you're going to have to learn how to do this because this is what you're going to need to do to survive, or something to that effect. Well, Oprah Gail said, I'm not doing that. But she had to be willing to stretch out of her comfort zone. Steve Jobs, I often reflect and utilize him as an example because, you know, the majority of people today carry an Apple product, be it an iPhone, you have a Mac, whatever that looks like, an iPod, you're carrying some type of Apple product. But Steve Jobs had to stretch out of his comfort zone, out of the comfort zone of what the computer was at the time before he brought Mac on the scene. What he was looking to do was beyond what had been done, but that was a stretching out of his comfort zone. If he had not been willing to stretch out of his comfort zone, and we can go on and on and on. I can go back to the Wright brothers creating the first plane. If they were not willing to stretch out of their comfort zone, we wouldn't be flying in planes today. Henry Ford, I mean, just on and on and on and on. We can go on and on. Edison, whatever the case, things that we've kind of taken for granted. But these individuals were forerunners, and they had to stretch out of their comfort zone. And in many cases, they were the trendsetters of doing things that had not yet been done yet. That's a stretch out of your comfort zone. And that's what we're talking about. It's time to stretch. If you want greater results, you have to be willing to do things differently. So stretching always requires change. And the reality is that many of us, we don't want to change. But I want to exhort you to know it's never too late to be what you might have been. It's never too late to follow your dreams. Stretching sets you apart. Good enough is the motto of the defeated. Good enough is the motto of the defeated. That is the average standard. People remember, even in the workplace, if you're in the workplace right now, guess who stands out? That person that does more than what's required. I often share this story because it is just too cute to me. I have an associate who's in a high-up position in their capacity, and they're high-level executive, and they had someone come to them and say, I want a raise. And, you know, so they said, okay, well, let's sit down and talk about why you feel that you deserve a raise. And so they said, well, first of all, I come in on time every day. And they said, oh, the high-level executive said, oh, okay, well, that's good, but that is what's expected of you. This high-level executive is listening with a fine-tuned ear to hear, okay, I'm waiting on pendant, you know, on the edge of the seat here, on pins and needles, I'm waiting for you to tell me what you do above and beyond. The person goes on to say that, you know, I operate and do all of what's within my job description. Oh, great. That's what's expected. That's what we hired you for. So you're not telling me anything that now warrants a raise because you are operating within your capacity of what you were hired to do. Well, you know, I do this project, you know, and reporting and so on and so forth. Oh, okay, that's great. And you do a wonderful job at it. But guess what? That's within your capacity. Still waiting for the individual to tell them something that they do that is above and beyond their job description. And the person had absolutely nothing. They wanted to be rewarded for doing what was expected. And many of us, we operate in that way in life, that we want to be rewarded for more, but we're not willing to do more. We do only what's required of us. I've been consulting, and I remember I was speaking to my regional director, and I was in the office late, and she said, go home. And I said, I can't until I get to the right place that I'm satisfied with knowing I'm not leaving all of this lingering. More than what's required, committed to the assignment and the task. And that's what people are looking for. That actually wins you favor. So stretching sets you apart. People remember those that give more than what's required. It sets you apart. So if you want to be set apart today, you have to give more than what's required. You have to do more than enough. Your model cannot be, I'm just going to do enough to get by. That's the model of many, but that's the model of a defeater, someone who is defeated. If you are an overcomer, if you are a high-level achiever, you figure out how to do more. I was consulting with an individual, and they were having a challenge with an individual who, you know, they'll quick to say, I can't figure it out. I can't. And I tell them, you have to support them in stretching their capacity of I can. So that no longer is it I can't, but they're fighting to determine how can I. And that's the natural instinct of many. Why? Because we don't want to be stretched out of our comfort zone. And we want to just do enough to get by. That enough to get by is not the standard that we should live by. If we want to work our vision, achieve our goals, and live out our dreams, stretching can become a lifestyle. As I stated, that was one of the greatest lessons that I've learned from my mentors, that being on a journey of faith requires that I grow comfortable in being uncomfortable. And so I'm constantly allowing myself to be stretched. I'm like that rubber band. I'm like that Gumby doll that is being stretched beyond my capacity. But I embrace that as well as you should embrace that if you want to achieve more. If you won't be better tomorrow than today, then what do you need tomorrow for? What do you need today for if you're not committed to being better? Each day, we should be committed to being better, to allowing ourselves to be stretched. I hope that when you tune in, that you say, wow, I'm hearing that Coach Adams is growing in her content or something, when you encounter me in coaching, speaking, whatever the case may be, that there is growth because I'm allowing myself to be stretched. The benefit of stretching, stretching gives you a shot at significance. That is so rich. When you allow yourself to be stretched, you're giving yourself a higher level shot of greater significance. Stretching must be intentional. Many of us, the number one law of the invaluable laws of growth is that the law of intentionality. Many of us feel like, oh, okay, I'll get there. It's going to happen. I don't have to plan for it. I'm just going to exist, and it's just going to unfold for me. Wrong. We have to be intentional. If we want to grow, we have to be intentional. In the only case that there is not this intentionality from us consciously is when a woman is carrying a child in the womb. She doesn't have to tell that baby on the inside of her to stretch and to grow and the little hands start to form and toes and feet and all of that. That natural process happens. But once that baby is born, in order for the baby to grow mentally, emotionally, there is this stretching that happens. Physically, you're not telling the body to get taller and all of that. But in order for that little one to grow, because they have a clean little palate, they're this little, you know, like a little seed in a pot for a plant. You have to water and nurture that with insight and wisdom and things that you share and show. You show them the dog and you show them D-O-G and you say dog. You show them the ball, B-A-L-L, with the picture of the ball. That is stretching their capacity to grow. And there's an intentionality around that. If you don't go through that process, that little one will not grow in their knowledge and insight of the world around them. So the benefits of stretching. Stretching gives you a shot at significance. Stretching must be intentional until. Until when, Coach Adams? Until the end. Make your greatest fear to achieve mediocrity. You should be afraid of being mediocre. And if you are, then guess what? You're going to stretch beyond your capacity. What I want to do at this stage, because I am so curious to hear from you, our global listening audience, this is the time in our program when we invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. And know that this is a safe space, and we so want to hear from you. It looks like we have a caller. Caller, area code 323, last four digits. 4459, you are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. What's your question or comment?
Well, I just have a comment. I'm always inspired, Coach Adams. This is Coach Beverly out of Las Vegas, and I just wanted to let you know that I was on board and wanted to just keep doing what you're doing, and I'm learning a lot. And, yes, I have to stretch. And I thank you for all that you do to empower us.
Aw, thank you, my Vegas family, Miss Beverly, Coach Beverly. I so appreciate you tuning in today. If you don't mind playing in Coach Adams' sandbox, I would love to hear from you out of what was shared today. What was your greatest takeaway? What stood out the most for you?
The rubber band.
Yes, you can really see that image, huh?
Yes, I had done a similar, not the same thing, but I mainly did something with the rubber band as far as telling them about negativity and things like that, fasting, you know, and something of that nature. And I used the rubber band. And so if they were fasting from negativity, every time they would do something negative, of course, they would have to pop themselves. And, you know, and so just another technique of being able to use the same rubber band, but in a different way. And it allows you to grow even more. That simple, something as simple as a rubber band, but yet can be so powerful in so many different ways.
Oh, yeah, that is so key, because the key is the tension.
That's right.
You know, we pull on that rubber band, and, you know, like, for example, today, a lot of the equipment in gyms is the TRX. It's almost like a big rubber band. People are stretching, and they're, you know, it's building the muscles and what have you because of the tension. So thank you for sharing that. Thank you for tuning in. So appreciate you, lady. And I look forward to having you tune in again. And thank you for letting me know that you were listening in on the airwaves. Do me a favor, press 1 on your telephone keypad to remove yourself from the host queue. Press 1 to take yourself out of the queue. And the queue is still open. If you have a question or a comment, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1. Would love to hear from you. Meanwhile, do you know, it is amazing, we have fast-tracked through so many of the invaluable laws of growth, and I want to take an opportunity to remind us of what we've talked about on this journey, because this is our last in the series of the invaluable laws of growth. And so we opened with the law of intentionality. The law of intentionality, we just touched on that very briefly. From there, we went to the law of awareness, understanding who are we, which is so key. Many of us don't achieve our goals and live out our dreams and, you know, work a vision because we don't know who we are. In order for us to know who we are, we have to get our head out of the sand. We can't be that ostrich afraid to locate where we are. There's nothing wrong with locating where we are. It's okay. We have to be honest with where we are. And a part of being able to do that is the law of the mirror. Looking at, and I hear Michael Jackson, looking at the man or the woman in the mirror. But looking in the mirror, seeing the potential, and we were talking about potential tonight, and now we can see an overlap of how some of the other areas come back together. We also talked about the law of reflection. The law of reflection was so powerful because the law of reflection really supported us in understanding that there are times on my journey when I have to press pause to reflect, press pause to gain wisdom and insight from where I've been on my journey. You know, today's age is such a microwavable society, quick, fast, and in a hurry, and we're just on this fast track, this autobahn of life, that we have to sometimes pause, reflect on where have we been, what insight have I gained, what have I accomplished. You know, it's so interesting. I was reflecting so far on this year, and I was like, wow, there's been so much that has been accomplished, and yet there's still 3 months left in the year. And sometimes we have to take that time to pause and to really reflect. We talked about the law of consistency. You know, many years ago, and I've been very transparent and honest with sharing on my journey, that, you know, there was a season where Coach Adams was consistently inconsistent with the Coach Adams brand. I could justify it all day. I could make it okay because I had this going on and that going on. But the reality was I was growing consistently inconsistent, and we have to be consistent on our journey. We must be consistent. It's those consistent steps that over time you'll look up and you'll see that gap that you once had closing once you're clear on that target, and you start to see yourself moving from where you are to where you desire to grow through those steps of being consistent. You're trying to lose weight. If you're walking daily, doing something consistently, you know, cutting out some carbs, whatever the case may be, over time, you'll see the results. But know that it's not going to happen instantaneously. You know, I'm with you. I would love to be able to take a pill and drop 50 pounds just like that. It's not going to happen. If people tell you it's happening, Houston, we have a problem. They're not being real, because you have to work it. You have to be consistent with whatever it is, whatever the desire is. The law of the environment, we talked about how important your environment is. Your environment can either give you life or death. I remember I was living, and this was about 4 years ago now, almost 4 years ago, I was living in this little back house, and at the time it served its purpose, but it got to a point where the psychological environment, as I grew in understanding the psychosoma, the psychological environment, it wasn't inspiring me. It was an area that I had never lived in, and it was uncharacteristic for how I grew up and all of that, and it was just, it wasn't inspiring me. It wasn't giving me anything. And many of us are living in environments where we're in environments that are sucking the life and the air out of us. We must understand that there is power in recognizing that the environment can make a difference. The law of design. The law of design helped us to realize that I needed to be clear on what my vision was. You need to know and have a plan. You need to be clear on what that looks like. And then the law of the plan is working those systems that you put in place. One of my favorites, the law of the ladder. This progression up, and what does that look like? We're, of course, talking about the law of the rubber band tonight, but we also have dealt with the law of the trade-off. Many of us don't achieve our goals because we're not willing to give something in return, understanding that. And we gave the illustration of a baseball field, a baseball diamond, and, you know, a player on first base. In order for that player to move to second base, they have to give up first base. There's a trade-off. And so we must recognize in life, this law of the trade-off, it costs us something. You know, in order for me to be successful on one side, I have to give up something. If I want to lose weight, I have to give up some of those bad foods. If I want to achieve my goals, I have to give up some of those time wasters and sacrifice and grow in being more disciplined. All of these things that we're talking about is this progression of this, the invaluable laws of growth, and help us to move to the next level. The law of curiosity, asking questions. Don't be afraid to say why. Don't be afraid to say, you know what, I don't know, but let me figure it out. Let me do some searching to get the answers that I need. The law of expansion. Wow, I love the law of expansion because it stretches us to move beyond our borders. Whatever your borders are, stretching and expanding them to another level. Last week we spoke about the law of contribution, being a contributor, understanding that in order for us to move to another level, that I'm in the middle. I'm in the middle of someone that is further along than I am. I'm on the opposite side of someone that is starting their journey, or they're just behind me. I'm in the middle. So I have someone pulling me up, but then I need to take responsibility as a contributor to help pull someone else along. And truly, that's a lost art, because many are like, I'm not going to share my insight with somebody else. Why? Because, you know, I don't want them to take all of my whatever. Well, what's for you is for you. Nobody can take what's for you. That's why I said a little while ago in the broadcast, I don't want what's for other people. Like Coach Beverly, I thank her from Vegas who chimed in. I don't want what's for Coach Beverly. I just want what's for Coach Adams. She doesn't want what's for Coach Adams. She wants what is for Coach Beverly. So we have to understand that what's for us is for us. It's okay to share your wisdom and insight. It's all right to help someone else along, to give someone greater insight and wisdom. It's so cute because today I encountered this young lady who she has just gravitated to me. And she's like, can I? She saw me in the computer room. And she said, can I talk to you for a second? And she's working on this dance and whatever. And she's a teenager in high school. And it's just so cute because I was like, wow, I don't know her area of expertise, but what she didn't know is she's tapping into the coach. And so the coach can coach her and be a support to her. And I gave her some insight. She was like, oh, my gosh, see, the last time I encountered you, it was so good. That's why I wanted to talk to you again. You never know who you're impacting and how you're impacting the lives of others by just being who you have been created to be. Oh, my gosh, wow. It is amazing how quickly time flies. Quick summary recap of the law of the rubber band as we say goodbye to the 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth by John C. Maxwell and your John C. Maxwell team member, trainer, coach, speaker, Coach Adams. The law of the rubber band. Growth stops when you lose the tension between where you are and where you could be. And I have to say that because I want us to be reminded of it. Mediocrity is not a worthy goal. Get out of mediocrity. That we've talked about that there were a series of stretches. If you've missed it, you obviously can reconnect on demand. Know that it's easy to be average, but it takes a lot to be above average, and that above average requires us to stretch. And so we're going to have to stretch to the next level, and that there are great benefits of that stretching. We talked about that as well. As we close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays, I want to leave you with this around this time of stretching and the law of the rubber band. I want to remind you to make it your greatest fear to achieve mediocrity. That mediocrity is not an option for you. Maybe for other people, but not for you. As we close out, I want you to be reminded and or be aware that we do have our Facebook Motivational Mondays form. It is an open group if you're not already a part of our Facebook Motivational Mondays form to be able to engage with us through social media. Know that you're welcome to join, and it's a great opportunity. Maybe you had a question or a comment. You didn't feel comfortable in doing that on the airwaves, but you would feel more comfortable doing that through social outlets. This is a great opportunity for you. Let's continue the dialogue. If there is a subject that you would like to see discussed, know that I welcome your engagement and recommendations around that. So interact with us, bottom line, socially. It's available for you. We appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. This is Coach Adams, and I want you to know that I want to stay connected with you. So if you're not already a part of my network, send us an email at admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com, or give us a call at 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101. Know that Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to achieve greater success through our WIN shop, one-on-one coaching, group coaching, vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment. All are available to support you at various levels, personally and professionally. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. We will be here next week, faithfully, same bat channel. We are going to take a brief hiatus in October because Coach Adams will be in another country. I'm going to the Holy Land with my pastor, and so we will not have a show on the 22nd because I will be on travel. So we're going to miss one installment this month due to travel, so we'll be on hiatus on that particular day. But we're going to come back and give you great programming in the meantime. We have some guests that we're finalizing for you that we want to continue to bring you some great richness on various subjects that would empower you on your journey. Again, this is Coach Adams signing off for now. I, Coach, and you win. Thank you so much for tuning in.